USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Experts say a cyber attack on a major pipeline that delivers roughly 45% of the fuel for the East Coast is unlikely to affect supplies of gasoline or prices unless there's a prolonged shutdown. Colonial Pipeline of Georgia has not said what the hackers are demanding. They have halted operations due to a ransomware attack. A Chinese rocket crashed into the Indian Ocean in South Asia last night. Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
The Chinese rocket that had been falling to Earth in an uncontrolled reentry has crashed into the ocean near the Maldives. According to the U.S. Space Force, the remnants of the 23-ton Long March 2B rocket entered the Earth's atmosphere around 10:30 p.m. Eastern Saturday night, crashing into the Indian Ocean north of the island country. The Chinese Space Agency said that most of the rocket broke up during reentry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Churchill Downs has suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert in the latest scandal to plague the sport of horse racing. Medina Spirit's victory in the Kentucky Derby is in jeopardy because of a positive post-race drug test for excessive amount of the steroid betamethasone.
Even though it's an allowed drug, therapeutic medication, we did not give it. My veterinarian, nobody here, that matter of fact, Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone.
Baffert promised to be fully transparent with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission during its investigation. Churchill Downs officials said in a statement, if the findings are upheld, Medina Spirit's results in the Kentucky Derby will be invalidated and Mandaloon will be declared the winner. A bombing at an Afghan school in the capital of Kabul killed 58, mostly schoolgirls. More than 150 wounded. A beachfront balcony in Malibu collapsed, critically injuring at least two people. L.A. Fire says four people were taken to trauma centers. It was not immediately clear what caused the collapse or how many people were gathered at the home. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris remembered their moms on this Mother's Day.
My mom was always about honor, about responsibility.
She had two goals in her life, to raise her two daughters and end breast cancer.
Wendy King takes a look at how the tradition began.
The history of the holiday has some interesting beginnings. Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, Happy Mother's Day. I'm Jeremy Scott.